What made dancehall so accessible was its beat. If you didn't understand all the lyrics because it was in patois, it had a raw energy and an excitement. You listen to the voice of Shabba or Beanie Man, the great dancer like Yellow Man, etc., whoever you want to name, there are many. And the beats they made, those beats were sampled into Jungle Records. Jungle was then connected 25 years ago to dancehall. So the prevalence of dancehall in the 90s, rolling up into the 2000s, was so phenomenal. And Sean Paul really was the peak of that wave. He broke down barriers with his kind of dancehall, and so many people came through on that. But what they're making now in Jamaica, what people in England are saying is, well, it doesn't have what it once had. And what you're hearing now, what I'm hearing, is a different type of music. And it just doesn't seem to have that bottom end. It just doesn't, it's not connecting with a young audience in England. That's a fact.